Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, you may have noticed those around you getting sick this winter season. Maybe you've been sick yourself. What are your rights, particularly at work, as we are heading into flu season? Well, Caroline Reedy is Managing Director of the HR Suite and she joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme. And look, it is that time of year. I think people maybe at home can hear my rather deep voice today. I am feeling
specifically to help with this item. Yeah,
exactly.
Fairness.
I literally said to the producers, you need to help me to get some time off work, get Caroline in. So people do get sick this time
Absolutely.
Of year. What are your rights in terms of sick leave?
So in Ireland, we have statutory sick leave now. It's only a recent introduction in recent times. Since COVID, legislation was brought in to give people an entitlement to 5 days now. It started at 3 and it's gone up to 5.
And it's potentially going to go up to 9 or 7 to 9?
7 is the next step up. But it actually has paused at 5 since, because I suppose it's the balance between employees wanting more days and employers saying, with the increase in minimum wage, and we also have the introduction now of auto enrolment. So ultimately, what it requires is a government order to be signed for it to step up again. But a review was to happen, which has happened when it hit the 5 days. So ultimately, at the minute, it's down to the government to decide if they increase it. But I suppose the good news for everybody is the idea of it being introduced was, in some jobs, there was no statutory sick leave, which meant if you were out sick, you didn't get paid. And officially, you can't take holidays when you're out sick. So what it meant is people were coming to work when they were unwell. And this was particularly an issue during COVID, where people were saying, well, look, I can't afford to be at home unpaid. So they were coming in unwell. And obviously, then they were spreading infection, etc., etc. So this is designed that somebody can take either an individual one day at a time, or they can take up to 5 days together, but they need to have a cert for each of those individual days.
Okay, so it's not, it used to be, I think, before in some of the workplaces that I was in, after 3 days you had to produce a sick cert. But no, it's not like that anymore.
No. So a lot of companies still have their own sick pay policies additional to statutory sick leave, but you can't, nothing trumps like, you know, having the basics in place. And ultimately, once the organisation have something better than statutory sick leave in place, there's been an interesting few challenges to it. So one was Musgraves, where a girl took a case to say, look, I don't get paid for the first 3 days, using your example, but then they get a number of weeks thereafter. And she said, well, look, that doesn't suit me. I feel worse off. And overall, when this case was challenged to the WRC, they said, but in the round, the scheme is better. So therefore, it is fine for the company to have that in place. So ultimately, statutory sick leave is the bare minimum, but companies can have better enhanced schemes in the round for somebody. And one of the tricky parts is that cert from day one, because getting a cert can be costly. Like, many doctors are anything from 50 to 70 euro. And I'm sure some of your listeners will say, God, they even pay more than that, you know. But ultimately, what the legislation requires, and it's up to the company to basically say, well, look, it's OK, you don't need it. But ultimately, they can refuse to give you your sick leave if you don't produce the cert for each day.
And it is costly. I mean, if you have something like the flu, the vast majority of us can just deal with that at home and treat ourselves with over-the-counter medication and just get into bed and don't get out of it. You don't need to go down to the doctor's surgery for that, or pay, as you say, 50 to 70 euro for a sick cert.
Absolutely. And in some jobs, you mightn't be well enough to get dressed and go into the office, and you're conscious that the sneezes and sniffles might spread, but you might be well enough to work from home. So definitely we're seeing more of the, look, I'm not unwell enough to go into the office. But also there's jobs that people can't do that. So if you're working in retail, busiest time of the year, ultimately you can't, you know, say, well, I'll go in, and unless you can work in a back office or something like that. There's a lot of jobs where people either are sick or not, and they either can come in or they can't. So I suppose ultimately it's like the reasonable employer trying to be reasonable and fair with employees. But no question about it, this time of year, seasonality means that people are absent due to illness, due to maybe adverse weather. You know, a lot of people last year in January got, you know, stuck somewhere because of frost and snow, and they didn't feel it was safe to be able to travel, etc. So plan for absenteeism. And I suppose if you work in an office, take the laptop home, make sure the battery's charged, you know, all the practical things you can do. So I think we're getting better at the contingency planning. I saw the European Bank, for example, are recommending now people take out cash in advance of adverse weather coming. So things like that, I think we're getting better at, because it's happening more frequently.
I know, as a parent, and both of us are working in our house full time, you know, when you get up in the morning and you look at your child and you think, oh, they're not well, and then you feel their head and you feel the temperature and you think, oh, okay, they're definitely not going in today. And it's just this sense of panic amongst parents. What are we going to do here? Particularly when both of you are working out of the home. What do you do then? You are entitled to medical leave, are you?
You are, but ultimately that's additional to your holidays. You're entitled to ultimately 5 days, and that's medical leave, as you say, so that you can take the child to hospital, or, you know, you can deal with the situation. Most employers, though, will allow flexibility so that you can take a day's holidays in a situation like that. Because I suppose what we've learned over the last couple of years is people now expect that they're going to get similar rewards everywhere. But the employers that offer flexibility and family friendly policies are the employers that retain people much more.
OK, but in what instances can you apply for that medical leave specifically?
Officially, it needs to be a medical scenario linked to your child. There's also force majeure, which is fight or flight. You need to be there. Your presence is indispensable to be with your child. These are force majeure is paid. Medical leave is unpaid. And I suppose ultimately it's back to the employer being fair and reasonable. We've seen scenarios where clients would say to us, look, I don't think this person is entitled to it because, and they give you the business case, but I always say, look, you're going to get it back in droves if you play ball with the person, because they're not making it up. It's a genuine scenario. So I always think you have to play ball with people in situations like that, because, you know, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They can't leave the child, and they know they can't put the, you know, child into creche or send them to school or whatever.
So what's the best way to communicate that for employees if they have caring responsibilities?
I think, be honest, I think it's really important. And I think, you know, it's really important to have an understanding manager who can basically go, look, of course it's not ideal, but we need to be able to plan for it. And I think this, as soon as possible, flag the issue, because for some jobs, you must get cover for it. You can't just, you know, be absent and not have the cover. So again, I think plan in advance. What are the contingencies around that? As practicable as possible, not always possible. Sometimes we just have to carry the can the next day, and that's fine too.
Yeah, and I suppose employers just have to hope that their employees don't abuse the sick leave provisions. That's a tough one too.
Absolutely. And in fairness, I have to say, in general, we don't see that very often.
That's good to hear. All right, Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite, thank you for coming in to us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.